Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today we're talking about a topic that is probably talked about way more often than it should be, and I'll explain why and how to overcome this, but it is the topic of motivation. We're going to talk about motivation today and how to motivate yourself even when you don't feel motivated, which might sound counterintuitive. It might sound ironic. It might sound like, well, if I'm not motivated, there's no way to motivate myself. And I don't really think that that's true, but we'll dive into that today. But before we do that, I wanted to remind you about the opportunities that are available for you here at the show. First and foremost, the one that is the most important thing that you can do for yourself is to go ahead in your podcast player and either hit subscribe or follow. That way you're guaranteed to get the episodes that we produce in the future. It also lets the podcast players know that the content that we put out is valuable, that people enjoy it, that they are learning from it. And so the podcast players grow our channel so that we can help more people. In addition to that, if you're listening along with the podcast and you think to yourself at some point, you know what? I really could use some help figuring out the fat loss puzzle for myself. I've been trying X, Y, or Z, whether it's cutting carbs, running endlessly on the treadmill, you name it, whatever that thing is that you've been trying. If you haven't been getting the results that you want to see, then go ahead and schedule your free lifestyle audit. During the free lifestyle audit, it's just a time for us to have a conversation, to talk about what you've tried in the past, what has worked, what hasn't worked, and give you some insights into how you can start seeing results today. And with all that being said, let's get right into the show. And just like I mentioned in the introduction, today we're talking about motivation, which is super ironic because I want to give you some insight into what happened right before I hit record on this episode. Right before I hit record on this episode, I was talking with my wife. It's Monday morning at the time of this recording, and we're gonna go out today to a coffee shop together, and actually we're gonna do some work together. But right before, you know, we're gonna go out, I needed to record this podcast episode because, like I mentioned, it's Monday, and my podcast episodes go out every Tuesday and every Friday. And so I need to get this done in order to be able to go out to the coffee shop and hang out with my wife and do the other things that I actually want to do. But I was having trouble sitting down to record this podcast episode because I wasn't feeling motivated to do so. But yet, here I am. Now, before you turn it off and say, well, he's just saying that I have to have an immense amount of willpower and do things regardless of how I feel about them, that's kind of true, but also kind of not. And I'll explain why that is today. I'm going to give you some insight into how you can motivate yourself even when you're not motivated. But first, we have to talk about why motivation in and of itself, I think, is talked about way more often than it should. It's really a buzzword. And I think that people rely on it too much. And it's probably why caffeine addiction has become such a big thing in the fitness and nutrition space. Because people want to feel like doing things before they actually do them. And when they don't feel like doing things, they look for an outside stimulus in order to motivate them to do that thing. And so a lot of times people feel like, well, I don't feel motivation. I don't feel like going to the gym. And so that's why they'll pump themselves full of caffeine and probably not wisely do that, especially if you work out at night. And they'll pump themselves full of caffeine. And then once they feel something, then they'll go to the gym. I think that's why, frankly, pre-workouts became so popular. I think they became more popular based on the motivation factor and the fact that people want to feel something more than the actual benefit that they produce. Because you think about the mechanism through which pre-workouts work, the main active ingredient is caffeine and not really anything else that's going to give you long-term benefit. Caffeine gives you a benefit, but it's more short-term. But with all that being said, motivation is something that is super useful when you have it. There are times when I actually do feel really motivated to work out, or that I'm really excited to record a podcast episode, or that I'm really pumped about writing emails for my business, or, you know, whatever it is that I'm doing. There are times that I'm really excited about doing those things, and those times are super useful. They're super nice to have, but they're not a have to have. I think that the have to have is consistency. And consistency is the ability to show up even when you don't feel like doing so. For example, every single night about 9 o'clock, that's about when we start winding down and working towards bedtime. But every night around 9 o'clock, we turn off the TV and we start working towards bed. And almost on a daily basis, my wife will look at me around 9:15 and say, "Hey, can you brush my teeth for me?" Now, obviously, she's just making a joke. And really what she's saying is, "I don't feel like brushing my teeth." But let me ask you, do you think that she brushes her teeth regardless of the fact that she doesn't feel like it? Or probably something that also happens to you on a regular basis as well, is that it will come time for mealtime or mealtime will be approaching and I don't really feel like cooking food, or my wife doesn't really feel like cooking food, but yet we consistently do those things anyway, which leads us to how to be motivated even when you're not motivated. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, there's no way. If I don't feel motivated, there's no way to conjure up motivation. And I think that that's kind of true. You probably won't be able to conjure up those feelings, but you can still conjure up the action. And motivating yourself to do something, even when the feeling isn't there, is a super important skill. And when you think about me recording this podcast episode, was I motivated to do so? Well, I was motivated to do so, proven by the fact that I'm here doing it. But I didn't have the feeling that accompanied the motivation. So the question becomes, why am I sitting here doing it? Well, because I want to have the outcome that I deliver this message to you and that you might hear this message and even right now be thinking to yourself, I really don't want to get my steps in, or I really don't want to cook my meals so that I'm prepared for tomorrow, or I really don't want to go and lift weights in the gym because I just don't feel like it. Maybe in this moment, maybe even in this moment you're thinking that. And I hope that this message reaches you so that you can overcome the fact that you don't feel like it and do those things anyway. And that's the outcome that I want. The outcome that I want is for me to record this podcast, for me to edit it, for me to publish it, for you to hear it, and for you to be able to do the thing that you don't feel like doing that you know will be good for you. So what's the outcome that I want for recording this podcast? The outcome that I want is to serve you. Or my wife, every single night when she confesses to me, I don't feel motivated to brush my teeth. But yet she does it anyway, even though she doesn't have the feeling that she wants to do it. Why? The reason that she does it is because she wants the outcome of not having cavities and having clean teeth and a bright smile and being presentable out in public, right? So that she won't have yellowed teeth and all these things. And why do we cook food on a daily basis consistently, regardless of the fact that we don't always feel like it? Well, it's because we want the outcome of being fed so that we can have the energy to live the life that we want. And so even if you don't feel the feelings of motivation, you can still motivate the action when you focus on the outcome that you want. Whenever you're faced with something that you think to yourself, you know, I really don't want to do this, but I know that I should, think to yourself, okay, if I do this, what would be the reason to do it? Why do I want to do this thing? And start focusing on the outcome of that action. And when you focus on the outcome and you realize, you know what, I'm not going to achieve the outcome if I don't do the action. And even though the feelings aren't there, you can motivate yourself to do the action by focusing on the outcome that you want and really wrestling with the fact, do I really want that outcome? Do I really want to get stronger? And so if you do, you're going to lift weights. Do I really want to lose the weight? And if you do, you're going to focus on building muscle, getting your steps in, and having dialed in nutrition. Do I really want, and you can fill in the blank with whatever it is that you're trying to motivate yourself to do I really want the outcome that this action will produce? And if the answer is yes, then you're going to pursue the action regardless of whether or not you have the feeling to do it. And so again, I hope this message finds you in a place where maybe there is something in your life where you're like, you know what, I really don't feel like doing X, Y, or Z, but I'm going to do it anyway because I know it's good for me. I know the outcome that it will produce is exactly what I want, And so you're going to serve yourself by doing the thing that you don't want to do anyway. With all that being said, go out and do the thing that you don't want to do, and I hope that it serves you. With all that being said, hope you have a great day. Oh, and P.S., always take a look down in the show notes below, as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.